Yo guys, what's up? It's your boy Cringe here. God, I suck. And today, finally, episode 2 of Stalking YouTubers. I might be thinking, what have you been doing? Get back on Anchor, man. Make another episode, man. Come on. I mean, I got 20 total plays right now, and apparently a voice message from a girl named Vanessa, who wants to, be a team, do, podcasts and stuff and QAs. And I would love to do that. Yes, I would really love to do that. It's just that I don't know, how to, check the profile and all that in favor of, her podcast and all that. But all I did was that whenever she favorited my podcast, I gave a star on that activity. So maybe that was what I was supposed to do. I don't know. But, let's stop talking about what I've been doing, and let's start talking about YouTubers. So, apparently, our first YouTuber is Mr. Beast. Now, Mr. Beast is a very popular YouTuber, because before he used to do bunches of these, cringy YouTubers, stuff, the cringy intros and outros, and that was one of his popular stuff. That was the good stuff, the real good stuff. Then later on, basically, he made these videos, donating to Twitch streamers, donating to Fortnite streamers if they, win this next game or something of Fortnite. Then they give him, $1,000 or something, or, $50,000, I don't know. Or, tip waitresses a bunch of money for just water. And basically, whenever he did most of these challenges, people basically knew he was a very rich man. He was a very, very rich man. How is he that rich? everyone knows that he is the most richest person, probably. I don't know. All I know is that he's rich. And all that. But his name used to be MrBeast6000. And his outro is probably still the famous outro song from James Jett, MrBeast6000. With the cool effects at the end. MrBeast is basically just, cool. Why am I saying a lot? Okay. So, Mr. Beast, also has, a few friends that he does these challenges with, and one person, I don't really remember his name, Tucker or something, I don't know, he kept, failing all these challenges and all that all the others would, win or something, I don't know, it couldn't have been Christian or something. Oh no, Mr. Beast, he just did these popular videos and all that, Mr. Beast, I'm searching him up on YouTube right now, but if I watch a YouTube video or anything of the sort, well, then apparently it'll quit the broadcast. Okay, so, what is this? Mr. Dot Beast, 1 mil, 1.8 mil. Okay, no, that's not the one. Mr. Beast, 21 mil. He has over 21 mil subscribers right now in a war. He used to be in a war with, Jake Paul and some toy channel or something. Jake Paul, I don't know. Right now, his most popular video is, I put 100 million Orbeez in my friend's backyard. Sounds about right. I mean, the next popular video, it's 62 million views. It's that popular. Then 47 million views, the second video is, I donated $50,000 to Ninja. I mean, he didn't really do that, but what he did, basically, was that he would go onto, these Fortnite streamers and stuff, and if they won that game, they'd probably get $100 or $1,000 or something. And then it would, like, keep going up. Like, if it would, like, keep going up. Like, if they lost it, then it would, like, go up and that money would go to the next streamer that wins it. And, it's pretty cool. I mean, he even did, like, I went back to first grade for a day. And he also did those, last to leave whatever's, wins this much money. And I spent 24 hours in prison or an insane asylum. Like, I think his most popular video used to be world's hottest substance versus coldest substance. And that was about 34 million views. That was a 1 year ago. Or, like, last to remove hand wins the house. Things that shouldn't be sold on Amazon. Like, come on, like, ordering water then tipping 30,000. Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about. 30,000. That's a bunch. Spending 24 hours in a city with no laws. I opened the world's cheapest store. Everything $1. Yeah, basically, he's a rich man. And everyone knows that, you know, that, but he's cool. He's not like an a-hole or anything. No, he's cool. And, like, he's just pretty cool. So, on to the next YouTuber. And we are back. Okay, now our second YouTuber is Morgs. Oh, Morgs. He's one of the hated YouTubers. He's one of the YouTubers that people do not like. Okay, you know why? Because he steals ideas from Mr. Beast. I never mentioned this in Mr. Beast's thing because, well, you know. But basically, Morgs is a weird man, but he's pretty stupid. And also, he steals ideas from, like, Mr. Beast. Like whenever Mr. Beast makes, like, a I spent 24 hours in a slime pit challenge, then 6 hours later, boom, Morgs makes one that is the same idea as that. Because Morgs has no ideas. He literally has no ideas for making videos. He literally has no idea. I mean, I remember seeing this dude. The first video that I watched from him was, like, this dart thing. Like, if he throws the dart at something, like, I don't know, like a, like, say, like a Gucci, he would get that clothing and all that. I mean, it was kind of stupid. I mean, I only liked it a little bit, but once I realized, like, later that people were hating him and all that because he stole ideas from Mr. Beast, I kind of got angry from that because, like, why? Get your own freaking ideas. Get your own ideas, Morgs. Get your own ideas, Mr. Morgs. Like, what? Why? He has that, like, whole, like, blonde hair and, like, that black hair thing. Like, he's literally, like, Morgs is just dumb, man. Like, maybe I can go to YouTube to find out some more information about him. Because that's all I know right now. But he has a mom and a dad. He has a mom and a dad who does, like, these challenges on, like, stuff. Like, bro, oh my god, this dude, what is that? Okay, spinning a mystery wheel and doing whatever it lands on challenge. This dude only has 10 million subscribers? What? Everyone, unsubscribe for Morgs! Seriously? A charity stream featuring PewDiePie and Jack Black playing Minecraft to support creator mental health awareness. Oh, that's my notifications. I bought everything in the mall. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Mr. Beast made a video saying he bought everything in a store. And then Morgs comes up with, I bought everything in the mall. Really? Just really? Why? Why? One kill, one dare on Fortnite with girlfriend. Kiss, torch, trip.
What?
Girlfriend deleted my 1,000 Fortnite account. Gone too far. Why? Just why? This kid won a game of Fortnite in a Zorbo. And guess who it is? It's Morgs! That kid spends $1,000 on Fortnite with dad's credit card. Ninja eliminated you. Okay, this is stupid. Alright, what's his most popular video? What is it? Spin the mystery wheel challenge with girlfriend. One spin, one dare. Lick, kiss, date, strip. Throwing a dart at a map and buying whatever it lands on. Oh, that's the video. Why do I sound so weird right now? That's the video that I watched. It sucks. Buying everything I touch blindfolded. Really?
What?
Don't drop the mystery box off the cliff you desired. 1,000 foot, jeez. Sent myself in jail for 24 hours and it was a huge mistake. I stuck. Yeah, good. I'm glad, we're glad you got stuck. We're glad that everything went wrong. We're glad about that. We're glad you got stuck. We're glad.
Bro, what is this? I told my mom my girlfriend is pregnant.
I'm sorry. It looks so stupid. It's like the mom's face looks so what? Wait, then they're like, okay, it's just plain garbage. All I have to say is that Morgs' channel is plain garbage. It's plain garbage. His channel is literally just garbage. Okay. Alright, on to the next one. And now our final YouTuber, which is a very popular one, Swagger Souls. Yes, Swagger Souls is a pretty popular YouTuber. Okay, so Swagger Souls is a pretty funny man. He has 3.5 subscribers. I mean, he has less subscribers than Mr. Beast, but I mean, I don't care. This dude is really funny. Okay, I just gotta say that. He's friends with, a bunch of people, but some popular people, like a guy named Fitz, Smitty, who's, like, a milk carton. I think, a Notorious, Dobby on a Deli, Zuckles. He's friends with a bunch of popular YouTubers that people must know. And he also does a podcast with most of those people, and a channel on YouTube called Misfits. And Misfits is their podcasting channel, or well, something channel. Like the first video on there was Misfits House Reveal, and apparently, okay. Well, I thought that was one of the most popular things ever, but it turns out a video called
what really happened at the Mr. Beast Battle Royale. It is the most popular with 3.7 views. 3.7 million views. Alright, so let's see his most popular video. Dating Hey I'm B in VR chat. Alrighty then. So apparently, in dating Hey I'm B in VR chat is where Swagger Souls basically has a date with Hey I'm B in VR chat. Hey I'm B is another channel. She's a girl gamer and plays a lot of VR chat and all that in VR itself, Apex and stuff. Look, I don't know what you want me to say, man. If this is not what you wanted me to say, then I don't care. But Hey I'm B is basically just that YouTuber. She just literally does this stuff. She literally does like VR chat and crap. Minecraft VR, I don't know. But Swagger Souls is a popular YouTuber. His about is I'm Swagger Souls and welcome to my channel. I play all sorts of games and try to share the unique interactions I have with other players all times, or all the time. I try to approach any situation from a comedic angle. I'm not sure if that's how you say it. I hit fat eats and rip fat doinks. I hit fat eats and rip fat doinks. Okay. I wear a night helmet at all times for my personal safety. Yeah, that's also kind of popular. That's the kind of popular thing about him, too. No one knows what he looks like. Because he always has, like, this, like, night helmet on. That was, like, from, like, the old years and stuff. And people want to know what he looks like. But he did do a whole, like, taking off my helmet video, which was 3 weeks ago. And he hasn't made a video since then. But it's called Taking Off My Helmet, and it's basically where he shows, like, you're able to, like, see his eyes and stuff and all that, but not his whole face. Basically, what it is just a helmet polishing ASMR video. And then later in the video, it goes a little crazy. But if you want to see what it is, go for it, because I ain't telling you what's at the end. So he has about 5 mil subscribers, 3,565,340 subscribers, and a bunch of views, 223,797,771 views. I mean, that's common for YouTubers. Bunches of YouTubers have bunches of views. And, joined May 8th, 2015. He has his own Discord, Twitter, and Twitch, streams on Twitch. And, he has some, like, perfectly, cut screams in, some of those montages for those kinds of things. And he's also, he's really just funny. Like, it's really, oh, he was like, wait, how am I? Oh, we're only 5 minutes in this. Okay, but, let's just say, I keep saying that Swagger Souls is popular and all that, like I should say something else about him. Like I don't just, like, research up these YouTubers and all that. Like, right now I'm just trying to, like, go onto YouTube and look at their profiles and all that, look at their YouTube profiles, see what videos they made. That's all I did. But, like, the first time I made, the first episode for this, I did not make, like, transitions and all that. I did not put, like, transitions and stuff. And I always did, I did two YouTubers. And then, like, I messed up and all that because I was going to do all the YouTubers on it. But then I accidentally clicked the stop button. Oh, wait, no, I didn't click the stop button. I accidentally clicked on a video on my iPad and all that for this. And, and it messed it up, and it stopped the broadcast. So I had to, just keep it like that. And then just go on to the last YouTuber was Jacksepticeye. Because I was talking about Markiplier, PewDiePie, and, Jacksepticeye there.
Now I'm talking about Mr. Beast and Morgs and Swagger Souls.
I don't know. Already 6 minutes in. Okay. Okay, so let's just, moving on to the end.
Alright, so this is the last segment of the thing, and all I'm just going to say here is thank you guys so much for listening and all that, and thanks for the 20 total plays. And, Vanessa, I think I'll get back at you and, make some podcasts with you and probably, like a gang. Like, I don't know. But I did favorite your thing about favoriting my podcasts and all that. And I'm glad about that. But thank you, everyone, for watching this. Or, well, not watching it, but listening. Okay. So, I guess I'll just say goodbye. I'll see you in the next episode. Which probably won't be for a while. I don't know. I completely forgot about this whole thing. I don't remember the last time I made the first episode. That was a long time ago. That was a few months ago. I mean, that was actually months ago. Like, I don't remember, though. But I will see you all in the next episode of Stalking YouTubers. Bye-bye. Oh, and also, here's the voice message.
Hey, my name is Vanessa, and I actually have a podcast station here on Anchor as well. And you were actually in the category of YouTubers that I have been searching on here for, because I'm a small beauty guru over on YouTube, and the fact that I actually have a podcast and having a handful of episodes, I'm always looking for new content. So I'm actually trying to come up with a team of podcasters who would love to just support each other and like do little Q&A's and be each other's surprise guests on here. So if you like to do stuff like that, please let me know and favorite my podcast, because I've actually favorited yours. So I hope we can do each other a favor.